Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. This is 939B, Scott Bannerman, who's going to talk to us about the link between balance and your brain. Why do we have people stand on one foot with their eyes closed and time them when we're accessing their brain? Of course, you want to also download the A segment, the latest news of the week and what it means to you. Last week's guest, Matt Richtel, great book and a great way he described it, The Elegant Defense, The Extraordinary New Science of the Immune System. Lisa Davis was 937B, Clean Eating, Dirty Sex. But today, you're going to hear about the brain. Scott, thanks very much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So how did you get involved in balance, and why do you care about it?
Well, you know, many years ago, I had taken a job down in Southern California, a desk job, something I hadn't had in a while, and noticed after about 9 months that I'd managed to put on about 15 pounds and was struggling to figure out what had changed in my life. And I just realized I'd become very sedentary, gone from living an active lifestyle and in Lake Tahoe and very outdoors environment to sitting in front of a computer for 10 hours a day. And initially, the whole motivation was to come up with a way to burn calories while I was sitting at a desk. So it was much more physical when the product really came to be. I was trying to turn sitting into an activity that would improve your health and not damage it. And that worked. We sure enough, by balancing on your center of gravity, your heart rate runs up about 20%. You burn quite a few calories, increases core strength, and improves your posture. But it wasn't until months later during some of the extensive testing that we started to recognize there was an impact on the brain.
And tell me, now, there's a lot of data about balance and your brain, meaning if I stand on one foot with my eyes closed, the time I can stand on that one foot with my eyes closed correlates with overall memory function that we have.
Right.
And we've always associated the standing on one foot with a cerebellar. That's a small area of the brain, way in the back of the brain, balance function. So why should balance correlate with memory?
You know, it was a bit of a surprise to us. I think the way we found out initially is we just had so many customers coming back to us and telling us that they, initially what we heard is they quite frankly could just stay focused for much longer periods of time as they were balancing on their sit tight. And we started digging into it, and sure enough, you know, balance therapy a few years ago was just kind of really coming along. And so we took some time to reach out to people that were already working in that space. One of them was the Cleveland Clinic here in Las Vegas at the LaRuvo Brain Health Clinic. And so they've been actually using it in their occupational therapy department now for well over a year. And we reached out to schools where kids had a lot of attention deficit issues, mostly ADHD, and had just remarkable results there. So as we continued to dig in, we did a brain map study in Colorado Springs, and what they found by just checking brain activity as people were balancing on our chair, Turning Point Medical is the group that did it, and they just found that the parts of the brain that were responding to that and showing all the brain activity are also the same parts of the brain that control cognition. And that was really the first time I think we had somebody come back in a limited clinical trial and say, hey, there's a reason this is happening. And by continuing to dig in, we quite frankly are finding probably the highest and best use of our product now is impacting people that are struggling with brain issues, anything from dementia to we've had autistic kids on it, we've had attention deficit folks on it, both children and adults.
So Scott, tell me a little bit. So you've been mentioning a product. What does the chair do? How does it function? What is the idea of the chair, and even what's the name of it?
So the chair is the same name as the company. It's Sit Tight. And the chair itself is designed to be dynamically unstable. So a typical office chair you know, would have a five-star base on it to make it stable as you sat in it, and a backrest to collapse into and make, you know, sitting more comfortable. And so this is kind of the opposite of that. There is no backrest. We found that when people have to sit up straight and balance, they fire all their paraspinal muscles that are, you know, part of the postural muscle system, and that's where that heart rate increase is coming from, because you're obviously utilizing a large muscle group there. And then as far as the base goes, there's a third of a sphere, a rubber air bladder that you're balancing on. It can be adjusted with air pressure, and then your feet are on a footrest platform on top of that air bladder, so your feet are not on the floor, which is unique. You know, we have a utility patent on that, and that was the whole concept of that, is to allow people to have to balance and move as they stay on their center of gravity, but protect them from tipping over.
So that now, tip how often more than do they? Degrees. I mean, when I've done used a ball, for example, as a chair. My common desk, by the way, is a treadmill. So, treadmill desk. But when I've tried to use a ball, I have to concentrate too much on balance, and I can't concentrate on my work. Do people learn to adapt to this so they can concentrate on this rather than balance, meaning on their work rather than balance?
Yeah. And how long does that take?
Exactly.
We try to tell people in the beginning they should be actively balancing maybe 10 to 15 minutes an hour for the first week or so when they start out. And then by week two, they increase that maybe 20 or 30%. But really, most of the folks we've noticed have to be using the chair for 3 to 4 weeks to the point where they can actually sit on it all day long and balance. And the part of that is just, frankly, as a country, there's a real lack of strength, core strength that people have because they're used to collapsing into a backrest. Whether you're at your kitchen table or your car, it seems every chair in our country has a backrest on it. And so some of this is just purely letting your body work up to that, just like you would if you went back to the gym after some time off. But the mental part of it, the actual feeling like, do I need to be focused here on staying on my center of gravity? That starts to go away after even just a few days. It reminds me of when you were a kid and your parents took your training wheels off and shoved you in a bike down the driveway and you were wobbling all over the place. And, you know, within a fairly short period of time, the wobbles got smaller, smaller, and smaller. And today you could probably ride your bike with one hand, drink a latte, and, you know, be talking on the phone. So it does get to a point where it's very subconscious.
And let's talk about... you say do it for a little bit of time every hour. And how do you, in other words, you keep two chairs at your desk for a while would be the process, or how do you tell us the introduction of it?
Yeah, it really started out that way years ago when we've been selling chairs now to the public and testing for a little over a year. And we've been kind of slow to release them because every few hundred chairs or so, we find a few improvements we want to make. But, you know, early on, most people had a standard height desk. They had a 28 to 30-inch desk, and they would slide their, you know, regular desk chair out of the way and put their sit tight in front of their desk, and away they went. Today, most of the places that we're finding are really interested in this as far as office fitness goes and a way to kind of get fit while you're sitting. They have standing desks. Almost everybody we run into. So today, the average person goes from sitting on a sit tight to standing on it because the chair is modular. You can pop the seat off with just, there's a one little safety latch and you move it a quarter turn and pull it off. And then they raise their desk up and stand on our footrest platform and actually balance as they're standing. So today, a lot of the folks that are starting in with a sit tight already have a height adjustable desk. And they just go back and forth from sitting to standing all day. And some people are more comfortable standing and balancing as they work. And, you know, other people find that that's a little bit too much for them and they'd rather spend more of that time sitting. But typically we end up, you know, if you will, replacing the standard office desk down at that, you know, the standard office desk chair, because people just aren't down at those low levels working anymore. Almost everybody now raises their work surface up higher, get up in the air, and take the pressure off their lower back.
Spoken like a true coastal person, or at least from Las Vegas, most of us still are, most of the people that I see at, in medical environments are sitting in chairs. So if you were if you were sitting in a chair and did not have a standing desk, you would keep the other chair. Is that what I hear you saying?
Yeah, I find that most people, they need that for about, I'd say, 3 weeks plus. Again, very similar to starting to exercise muscles you haven't used in years. And we do find that after a month or so, people tend to abandon their other chair completely if they're being diligent about adding a few minutes every hour, you know, as the weeks go on. And, you know, that was my experience, too, as we prototyped the product. I wasn't strong enough, you know, core-wise. My paraspinal muscles were kind of mush from sitting in a really expensive, supportive, ergonomic chair, you know, the likes of which, you know, you see in every office building you go into today in any high-end environment. And they're great, and they support your back, and all that's awesome, right until you have to get up out of the chair and go live your life. You know, you could have somebody roll you around in your office chair, you'd be all set. But for me personally, it just it was a slow process.
Now, talk to me a little bit about ADHD, and is this chair been used in adults or in children with ADHD? And also talk about, since you're using it at the LaRuvo Center, is it been used in Parkinson's patients, and what happens there?
In that particular environment, they have MS patients and Parkinson's patients and Alzheimer's patients at that clinic. And from my understanding is that they're using it with nearly all of their patients in an environment where they can, the actual patient can see themselves on a screen because they're videotaping them as they balance on it to give them some feedback. And so they have noticed not only, you know, more core strength coming from that, but they're finding their patients are also much more attentive, much more alert, and that seems to be making a big difference as well.
So it's almost forcing the patient to be much more alert.
Well, yeah, between your heart rate being up and the brain activity that's resulting from actively balancing to stay on the center of gravity, I believe that's where they're seeing the result.
And Scott, we're talking with Scott Bonneman. And Scott, tell us where people can get more information about and tell us the name again.
Name of the company and the product is Sit Tight, and you can go to sittight.com, our website, and right on the homepage, there is a Learn More button as you work down the front page, and the clinical studies that we talked about are located there under, there's a breakout for fitness for your body, there's a kinesiology study coming from Georgia Southern University this month. But under Focus for Your Mind, you'll see the Turning Point Medical clinical trial. And then there's also a school study that was done at Willow Bend Academy in Texas on kids with attention deficit. And they just ended up having remarkable results. You know, the chair is designed for an adult. It'll handle a 300-pound person. We haven't built the scaled-down version for elementary-grade kids and junior-high kids, but that's coming as well. But you'll see that both right on our website.
So sittight.com. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. We've been talking with Scott Bonneman about balance and the brain and forcing the functioning of more of your muscles with this chair and balance type device. This is podcast 939B, the guest segment. You'll want to listen to 938B, Matt Richtel. Talked about an elegant defense, the extraordinary new science of the immune system. Brilliant, brilliant session and a great book. Lisa Davis, author of Clean Eating, Dirty Sex, was our guest on the 937B. And, of course, the A sections are the latest medical news, but most importantly, what it means to you. Scott Bonneman of Sit Tight, thanks very much. And thank you for downloading us, and Darian for great engineering as usual.